This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Missouri is the latest state where abortion rights groups are working to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot securing the right to abortion after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022. In the 19 months since that ruling, abortion rights advocates have won every race in which the issue has appeared directly on a ballot. Abortion has been on the ballot in 7 states since that landmark court decision 1 year ago, and in each instance, in red states and blue states, anti-abortion advocates have lost. In some instances, voters have approved state constitutional amendments protecting abortion rights. In others, they've rejected measures that would weaken protections or make explicit in the state constitution that abortion rights are not protected. California, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, Vermont, and in the 2022 election, Montana, all measures to restrict or outlaw abortion were rejected. It's expected that more states will introduce ballot measures protecting the right to abortion in this year's November election. Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson has blocked a ballot proposal for this year's election seeking to create a constitutional right to abortion in Montana, labeling the initiative legally insufficient after a required review by the Attorney General's office. The proposed Montana ballot initiative is spearheaded by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Montana. The Attorney General's office says that ballot measure number 14 improperly log rolls multiple distinct political choices into a single initiative and limits the state's ability to protect public health and safety. The backers of the initiative, organized through the committee called Montanans Securing Reproductive Rights, will challenge Knutson's decision in state court within 10 days, the time designated by the ballot proposal process. If the Montana Supreme Court rules in its favor, the coalition can begin collecting signatures to put the initiative on the 2024 ballot. In a statement Wednesday, an attorney for the Ballot Initiative Committee said Montanans Securing Reproductive Rights was disappointed by Knutson's decision and accused the Attorney General of wrongly interfering in the ballot proposal process. If advocates prevail in court and clear the other hurdles to get the ballot initiative cleared for November, voters will get to weigh in on the constitutional initiative that affirms the right to make and carry out decisions about one's own pregnancy, including the right to abortion, in the Montana Constitution. The amendment prohibits the government from denying or burdening the right to abortion before fetal viability. Additionally, the amendment ensures that the government cannot deny or burden access to an abortion when it is necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. This constitutional amendment prevents the government from punishing patients, healthcare providers, or anyone who assists someone in seeking reproductive care, including abortion care. Knudsen's office previously blocked a different ballot initiative related to the creation of a top four primary system in Montana, citing similar concerns about log rolling multiple subjects into one proposal. But a legal challenge over Knudsen's decision was affirmed by the Montana Supreme Court within weeks, clearing the way for signature collection. So far, 6 proposed ballot initiatives have been allowed to begin collecting signatures. None have yet met the threshold for inclusion in November's election. Just 2 years ago, in the 2022 election, Montana voters rejected a measure that would have criminalized medical workers performing abortion. Actor Pierce Brosnan has pleaded not guilty to violating restricted areas and walking in thermal areas of Yellowstone National Park in December. Brosnan pleaded not guilty January 4th and is scheduled for a status conference hearing February 20th at the Yellowstone Justice Center. The 70-year-old actor was issued citations on December 26th. Brosnan had been filming just outside Livingston, Montana, and visited Yellowstone National Park, where he ignored warnings and posted signs, walked in thermal basins, and did not stay on marked trails and boardwalks. Brosnan is a veteran actor known for playing James Bond in several 007 movies, Mamma Mia and The Thomas Crown Affair. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.